You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Time for our daily tech and business report. We're joined by Bloomberg Sarah Friar. A San Francisco company is vying for Google's Google Chrome search browser. The AI startup Perplexity is offering nearly $35 billion for the browser as Google faces pressure from the government to break up what a judge says is a monopoly. For more, Sarah, why? So it seems like the company, Google, is within days of being forced to sell. Is that why everybody's coming around with their offers?
Well, we don't know yet what the judge is going to rule, but that's certainly a proposal that the government has suggested could remedy Google's antitrust problems. This is something also that Google said it intends to appeal. It intends to appeal the judge's ruling that it has legally monopolized the search market, and it plans to challenge any ruling that calls for Chrome to be divested. So I want to caution listeners to take it with a grain of salt, and this Perplexity nearly 35 billion offer is very eye-popping, but it also depends on Google being willing to go through this without a fight, and we do expect them to fight this all the way to the Supreme Court if they have to.
Yeah, I would imagine that Google would first say, no, we're not a monopoly, and then they would say, no, we don't have to sell. And so trying to buy it doesn't really seem like it's going to go anywhere fast.
Well, it could be a way for the judge to say, look, there is a market for this, and there could be more competition if you're willing to let it happen. So it could maybe make the judge more eager to suggest a Chrome spinoff. But some analysts are saying that even $34.5 billion is too little for that asset, that, you know, it'd also be so difficult to disentangle from all of Google's other properties like Google Search and Maps and the way people use it today, that there could be easier ways for Google to be held accountable for its issues.
$35 billion is too low. What were they thinking?
At least one analyst says that we've heard estimates of $50 billion in the past. One analyst today at Baird said that he estimates it's worth $100 billion. It really depends on what's included in the package, right? If it includes a lot of the data that's tied in with Google Chrome about how people use the internet or some of the advertising, then it would be worth more than if it were just like the product itself without any of those attachments to the Google ecosystem.
Does it surprise you that Perplexity or any kind of AI startup would throw their hat in the ring and say, okay, you know, here's how much we'll pay for this? I mean, what would they want to do with it?
Well, Perplexity and, you know, the other that has made their interest known in Chrome is OpenAI. I mean, these AI startups are trying to change consumer behavior on the internet so that when you need something, when you need information, you might go to a chatbot first, or you might search with AI first before you go to Google and may not even need Google. And so I think that Google sees that and sees the threat. But these startups also see an opportunity. Google's been the leader in this market for decades now. What would happen if Google wasn't somebody's first choice when they were looking for an answer to a question?
Are those the types of things that the judge is also taking into consideration?
Yes, the judge has said that he hopes that whatever remedy he's going to propose is also going to help address Google's future position in AI, which it seems like is a place where they are under a little bit of threat from these startups. But given their most recent quarter, their earnings were still so strong, and the usage of their products, the way that they've shifted search to incorporate AI answers, has gone a long way to preventing people from leaving that habit.
Yeah, none of this sounds like it's going to be good for Google, though. I mean, why would they want to do it?
It's a tricky future for them, for sure.
Sarah, thanks so much for the time and for the reporting. That is Bloomberg's Sarah Friar. You can hear our Tech and Business report weekdays at 12:30 here on KCBS. And for more, tune into Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.